Shalom uvracha rabotai. Good afternoon. We are in Sha'ari Teshuva, page Lamed He, Ot Yud Aleph, the middle paragraph on the page. So he's talking about over here, Rabbeinu Yonah said one of the most famous lines in the whole Sha'ari Teshuva is that when a person accepts upon himself to be chozer b'tshuva and to hear Musar and to accept it from people who give it to him, he has already saved his soul even though he hasn't done anything yet. Just the acceptance to hear Musar is a big leap of faith. And he continues, Ot Yud Aleph, you have it on page 35. Person who does not wake up to listen to those who give Musar, yichpal avono. This causes him to sin doubly. One scream to a person who understands is more beneficial than hitting a fool 1,000 times. Why? If you hit a fool 1,000 times, he's still not going to get it. But one, boom, one sharp word to a chacham, he chaps. Now he says, "Ach miri v'cheshra u'malach achzari yeshulach bo." Perush explains Rabbi Yonah this pasuk. Ha'ish hara lo yikana lekol ha'mochechim. A bad man does not subjugate himself to the words of those who give musar. Ach yivakesh la'amrot. He wants to rebel. V'tachat ki lo nichat midivrei ha'malach ha'mochiach, malach achzari shulach bo. He didn't listen to the good malach who's giving him musar. Person, we spoke about this last time. A person who comes to give you musar is a malach. What does a malach do? Comes to save the day, comes to help you. Nachon? So you're not listening to the malach tov that comes to give you musar. Hashem bar minan can send malach mashchit. Midah keneged midah. Ki ha-mochichim nikra'u malachim sh'ne'emar v'yu mal'ayvim b'malachei Elohim uvozim devarav umita'ateim b'nevi'av. The nevi'im and the chachamim are called malachim. Ve'od amar Shlomo alav shalom. Musar ra' le'ozev orach sone tochachat yamut. Which means, he's going to explain the pasuk. You see how much, by the way, Sefer Sha'ari Teshuva is based on Mishlei and Kohelet? Tanakh, yeah, but especially Mishlei and Kohelet and Tehilim. Brings so many psukim and expounds them. Perush, emet ki ra'ui musar ra' le'ozev orach ve'over ad divrei Torah. You're right. Bad musar awaits a person who leaves the path and transgresses divrei Torah. Achen yesh tikva ki yivaser v'yashuv midarko ha'ra'a. When he changes, when he comes back, there is hope for him. Ach ra' mimenu sone tochachot. You know it's even worse than a person who goes off the derech? You know it's even worse than him? A person who doesn't want to hear musar. Why? A person who goes off the derech, but he's open to hearing musar, he has hope. But a person who doesn't listen to musar, hopeless. Why? Ki en lo tikva v'tachana b'musar ra'. There's no musar ra', punishment doesn't help him. Aval achad dato lamut. This guy, where does he get that from? Achot dato lehamit. Achad dato lehamit is in the Megillah, yeah? Levad me'asher yoshit lo ha'melech et shervit hazav v'chaya. When a person transgresses an avera, he's attacked by desire. He's being swayed by the yetzer hara. Maybe he's going to feel bad that he's not able to control himself. That's a regular person. He's thinking, you know what? Maybe somebody's going to give him musar and I'll accept it and I'll get better. That's by a normal person. Aval sonea tochachat, person who hates hearing musar, kvar no'ash min nafsho, v'sinat ha-tochachat yelo le'ida, ki usone divrei Hashem itbarach. That is a sign that he's already given up on himself, and any time a person gives him musar, it just causes him to hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more. So, it's a very, very bad thing. Turn the page on the top of 36, you bit. Od amar Shlomo alav shalom. Me'or aynaim yisamach lev. Shemu'at tova tedashen atzim. Pasuk continues. Ozen shoma'at tochachat chayim bekerev chachamim talim. Which means, v'yesh lechol chacham lev lada'at, ki lo yitachen shechiber Shlomo alav shalom dvarim betelim ka'el lechinam. Betoch divrei ha'musar v'yirat Hashem. Which means, when you read these psukim, it sounds like very simplistic things, even chas v'shalom borderline foolish. Says Rabbi Yonah, does it make sense that Shlomo HaMelech, in the middle of Mishle, which is full of Musar and Yirat Hashem, he's going to start speaking foolishness? Ma pitom. Obviously, even those things that he writes are Malev gadush with Chochma and Musar. He says, בשכבר העיד עליו הכתוב, it says, in the Navi, in מלאכים, ויחכם מכל האדם, שלמה המלך, was the most, the wisest of all men, אכן זה פשר הדבר. Therefore, when you read these פסוקים, don't take it lightly. He says, this is the way you have to understand it. What? מאור עיניים ישמח לב, which means what? The illuminated eye causes the heart to rejoice. העין עבר נכבד מאוד, כי יראו בו המאורות, הם שמחים את הלב, which means שכוח. This is, yeah, it's after Purim, Manasseh, yeah, so, he says, like this, so the eyesight is one of the most precious gifts in this world. You're able to see light, you're able to see people, sights, you know, it's a tremendous gift. ונכבדה ממנו האוזן. You know which organ in the body is even greater? You know which one of the senses is even more precious than sight? Hearing. Why? כי ישמעו ואז שמועה טובה המדשנת את העצם. People hear good news. And what does good news do? It causes the bones to expand. Now he says, שאין בו הרגשה ולא ידושן במאור עיניים בלתי בתענוג יתר. Which means, listen carefully, there are certain things, a certain satisfaction that hearing good news can do, that with seeing all of the sights in the world, you can't reach that. It's davka al yedei hearing. וכן אמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה. For this reason, there's a Gemara מסכת בבא קמא that says, כי האוזן נכבדת משאר איברים, שאם סימא את עינו, נותן לו דמי עינו, חירשו, נותן לו דמי חולו. If a person blinded his friend, we know that there are payments. If a person damages his friend, how many payments are there?
Nine for nine.
No, but what are the Torah splits it up into five different payments. Anybody here learn Baba Kama? Nezek, Tzar, Ripui, Shevet, Boshet.
Embarrassment.
So, all these things. So if a person blinds his eye, you have to pay him the damages for the eye. However, the Gemara says that if a person deafens his friend, not by voice, but let's say by hitting him or whatever, he actually physically deafened him. The halacha is what do you have to pay for? Not just the ear, you pay for the entire body. So you see already from the laws of Nezikin that the ear is more important, more significant than the eyes. והן האדם חייב לעבוד את השם יתברך בעבריו וחושב כולם. Yes, it's true that a person has to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of his body, with all of his senses. Everything has to be directed to Hashem Yitbarach. כי לעבודתו יצרה. הקדוש ברוך הוא gave us all of these organs, all of these body parts in order to serve him. כמו שכתוב, there's a פסוק in משלי, כל פעל אדוני למענהו. אף כי באיברים הנכבדים אשר יצר בו, נתחייב לעבוד בהם את יוצרם. Which means, although we're obligated to serve Hashem with all of our body, you know what's even more important? We have to serve Hashem even more with the more important body parts, which are what we said, the most eyes, tremendously important. Even more important are the ears. You have to use that לעבודת השם, obviously. והעונש הגדול יתר מאוד אם יפריעים ממעשה מצוותיו ועבודה לא יעבוד בהם. Which means the punishment for not using these limbs in עבודת השם and following these limbs or these organs, body parts, whatever it is, for the opposite of עבודת השם is compounded. It's even worse when dealing with this org. If a person, instead of using his eyes for Talmud Torah, for Ayin Tova, for all of the Avodat Hashem, a person uses his eyes for Marot Asurot, what a punishment. Or if a person uses his ears instead of listening to Divrei Torah, instead of listening to good things about Am Yisrael, he uses his ears to be Mekabel Lashon Hara, to hear Nivul Peh, things like that, Chas V'Shalom, the punishment could be terrible. ולא כגימול עליהם השיב. כי השם מטיב עמו בחושיו הנכבדים טובה עצומה, הקדוש ברוך הוא gave us such a favor, an unbelievable zechut, וכבוד והדר עיתרו בהם, he adorned us with this honor and glory of this body part. You know, a person doesn't really, this is the way we grow up, Baruch Hashem, if a person's healthy and whole, bari v'shalim, so we grow up taking our capacities very much for granted. נכון? If you stop for a moment and pay attention, it's not me saying it. If you look in Sefer Seder Hayom, which was written by Rabbeinu Moshe Ibn Machir. He was the same generation basically as the Ari HaKadosh. He lived in a place right outside of Tzfat. Mekubal Atzum. So he writes Sefer Seder Hayom, and he writes that if a person is mechaven, Yesod v'shorash ha'avodah says the same thing. If a person is mechaven when he makes birkat asher yatzar, every time he uses the restroom, he's mechaven to what the words mean. Lo yechela kol yamav. He will never be sick. Ve'lo yitzterech lerofe ve'lo lerfuato. Which means you'll never need a doctor and not his medicines. Look what it says in asher yatzar. All of the bodily functions are mentioned in Asher Yatzar. Right? Not even for one moment. I tell people sometimes, Bar Minan, you want to appreciate your health, you want to appreciate your eyesight, your hearing, you know, the fact that you're able to walk, that all these things. Take a tour, Bar Minan. You ever done Bikur Cholim in a hospital? Come mide pam. Go to a hospital, do some bikur cholim. Or even if you're not doing bikur cholim, which is mitzvah, just walk around. You gain an appreciation for everything you have in your life. It's very depressing, but it also gives us a sense of, wow, Hashem, look at this. You stand up, you sit down. You drink, you eat, you move. Yeah, all these things. Pashut, and we're busy complaining all day long. This didn't go. What are you complaining about? You want to complain? Go to a hospital. Look, and then let me hear you complain that you had a bad day and somebody said this to you, said that. What are you talking about? There's people over there that can't move. People, Bar Minan, missing limbs, feeding tubes, all sorts of Hashem Yirachem things, and we're busy complaining. We don't take we take things very much for granted because we got used to it. That's the way of the world, unfortunately. That's humanity. That's the way it works. That's the Yetzer Hara loves it when you get used to something. Even Avodat Hashem. Think back. The first time you put on tefillin, your bar mitzvah boy. Oh, you woke up so early that morning and you put it on. You were so excited and you were shaking and, right? You putting the straps a million times until they're perfect and the bayit, whatever. And then what happens? Not even a few years into it, a few months into it, you get used to it. That's the way mitzvot go. The Yetzer Hara, that's his greatest weapon, is what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz calls in Sichot Musar, Midat HaYistaglut. Istaglut is getting used to things. The Yetzer Hara loves when we get used to things. It's sometimes very dangerous in Avodat Hashem. That's what we're saying over here. Do not get used to your organs. When a person gets older, things start to fail. You know that? That's part of the body. As we get older, things start to not work as well. Things start to hurt. Things start to, that's the way of the world. Only then they say, oh, I wish I was young. Oh, what happened? You were young, you had everything. Where's that? It's so important to use all of those gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, letova, for Avodat Hashem. Continues Ibn Imran and says, Al ken higdim lehazkir achat mima'alot ha'ozen. That's why Shlomo HaMelech starts by speaking about one of the benefits of the ear. Ba'avur har'ot echad godel chovat avodato. To show you how important it is to use it in the service of Hashem. Okay, you're telling me, serve Hashem with your ears. Serve Hashem. What is the service of Hashem with our ears? If somebody asks you, what's the service with your mouth? I get it. You speak Torah, you speak Tefillah. Yeah, but what's your ears? What is it? You know what it is? Listening to Musar. Listening to Musar is the Avodat Hashem with our ears. Ve'amar, Ozen shoma'at tochachat chayim, an ear that hears musar of life, bekerev chachamim talin, will rest inside chachamim perush, ra'ui lishkon ben chachamim acharei asher yakshiv letochachtam. A person is then worthy of dwelling among the chachamim when he listens to their musar. Which means even if a person is not chacham, usually, Shlomo HaMelech says also, he says, "Gam evil macharish lechacham yichashev," which means even a fool who remains silent is considered wise. Mashal lema davar dome. Let's say you have a big gathering of, you know, tamdei chachamim, gdolei olam, or lehavdil elef alfei havdalot, or you know, doctors, or lawyers, or engineers, very intelligent, educated people. And you have somebody over there also, amaaretz gamur, mamash, he's a fool. Doesn't know anything. He just dressed up. You know, he put on the frock or he put on the white lab coat or whatever it is. He put on a nice tie and he's sitting there. And they have like a convention, either a shiur or whatever it is. And everyone's talking and he's sitting there. What does everybody think?
must be part of the group.
They think that he's one of them. Right? What's his downfall?
When he opens his mouth.
As soon as he opens his mouth and starts talking, then everybody, cat's out of the bag, everybody realizes that he's an idiot. Like it says, "Pichesil mechita lo." Shlomo HaMelech says, the downfall of the fool is his mouth. So he says over here also. Let's say a person's not the biggest chacham, but he listens to musar of the chachamim, that gives him entry. At that point, he is worthy of being part of that group of chachamim, even though he's not such a chacham. Listen to their musar; you're part of the group. It's a tremendous thing. Continues. ואמרו רבותינו זכרונו לברכה, נפל אדם מן הגג ונשברו איבריו, צריך רטייה ותחבושת על כל עבר מאיבריו ועצם מעצמיו. He says, if a person falls off the roof and his body gets crushed, every one of those, yeah, let's say he breaks his arms, breaks his legs, breaks his ribs, says, you know what, I'm only going to put a cast on the leg. טיפש, you got to put a cast on everything that's broken. ואחותיה של חטא בכל איבריו, ונחשב כאילו רבתה מכה באיבריו כולם מכף רגלו על קודקודו, שנאמר מכף רגל ועד ראש אין בו מתום. He says, when a person sins, what happens? That's like, it breaks his entire body. And he doesn't look for any band, not one band-aid, not a cast, nothing. Everything's okay. והנה הקדוש ברוך הוא מרפא כל איבריו ברטייה אחת. As opposed to the physical body breaking, that you need a cast on every limb individually. When it comes to Avodat Hashem, one cast fits all. What's that one cast? What's that one dressing that heals the entire soul? Vishmiata ozen. Listening. Shneimar, hatu uznechem ulchu elai, shim'u utchi nafshechem. Listen, and your soul will live. Which means that's one thing. It's a one size fits all. Bandage. Cast for the entire body is musar. And if a person doesn't listen to it, he remains in his broken state and he is bound to die, says Rabbi Yona. Haderech Revi'i, continuing, another paragraph. Haderech Revi'i, where's everybody then? Not everybody recovered yet from Purim, huh? Hangover. How do you say hangover in Spanish? Is there a word for it? Hangover, it's like the feeling when you, after you drink.
I'm not sure,
I forgot. Anyway. So, huh? I have to.
Portuguese,
yeah, there's a word?
Yes,
Saka. Saka? Okay. So, anyway, Bekitsur, so, yeah, it's not good. You have to know also there's a chokhmah in drinking. People do it wrong and then they get sick. There's a chaval. Even when you drink, do it intelligent. You have to do it with food. And then you have to drink, you know, for every cup of wine that you drink, you have to drink one cup of water to offset it. It helps to. You know how alcohol works. When it goes into the body, alcohol is considered toxic for the body. When you drink, alcohol goes into your blood. What filters it out? The liver. The liver is a very, very crucial organ because it acts as the blood's filter. All the blood goes through the liver and then it gets filtered. That's why, bar minan, people who are alcoholics, their liver is very, very bad. It doesn't work very well. And chas v'shalom, a person could be mamash b'sakanat chayim if he doesn't take care of it. That's why even if a person drinks, mamash, sparingly, once in a while, a person drinks too much, can mamash be pogea in the liver, kaved. Anyway, so also of that, and then you have to know, so there's a 1-to-1 cup ratio, every cup of wine, 4 cup of water. Also, after even if a person did get drunk, in order not to get sick, there are ways out of it. Caffeine helps reverse the effects of the toxins in alcohol. You know that. Therefore, you drink black coffee. You drink black coffee kacha to get a strong kick of zeh. It helps cleanse the body also. And one more thing. One more thing helps get the toxins out of the blood. Carbon. Where are you going to get carbon from? It's an element. But you need a strong concentration. Take bread. You put it in the toaster and you burn it. Burnt toast has carbon inside. You eat that. It gets rid of the intoxication very quickly. Scientifically. Very easy. Huh?
Why not just pass it like the Baal HaMa'or that brings down that you can't drink?
Yeah. Well, not that you can't, but he says it's not a mitzvah. It was nitcha me'agmal.
Right.
Anyway, mikol makom rabotai, it's chavan. People get sick and sometimes hatzala has to be called. And sometimes that's not what the chachamim had in mind. We spoke about this. The chachamim had in mind to be You know, everything about Judaism is classy, elegant, you know. Mesudar. It's not a bar. It's not like a who knows what. Even when a person drinks, it should be elegant. Don't lose yourself. Why? Because you still represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's supposed to give us that simcha. We'll talk about it again next year. Now it's already too late. Yeah. Hala. Mazin?
The Ari would hold that one should drink 15 cups of water then, right?
Yeah, nahon. Haderech harvi'i. בעת אשר יהגה האדם בתורת השם ויקרא בדברי הנביאים והכתובים. When a person learns Torah, Torah, נביאים, כתובים, ויבין בנועם המוסרים. You know, if you learn through Tanakh, you see how much מוסר is in there, how much מוסר הסכן. ויראה ההזהרות והעונשים. You see all of the warnings and the punishments. יחירד לדברים ויכין ליבו להטיב דרכיו ומעלליו. A person should get scared to fix his ways. ויתרצה אל השם. A person then gets beloved by Hashem, כעניין שנאמר, ואין זה אבית אל עני ונחירוח וחרד על דברי. Hashem says, I look at a person who is careful and scared about my word. וכן כתוב בעניין יושיהו, זה צדיק יסוד עולם. והיא כשמוע המלך את דברי ספר התורה, ויקרא את בגדיו, he heard the מוסר, and immediately it tore his clothes. ובעניין עזרא נאמר, כי בוכים כל העם כשמע את דברי התורה. עזרא gave עם ישראל מוסר, and they started crying. That's the way a person should be when he hears דברי התורה. But, you know, really, I remember, Maran Zichrono Livracha, Chacham Ovadia was very sensitive. He was like emotional. And many times, especially by the Haftarot of the Shlosha, Tlatat Puranuta, Shiva Nechimta, between, by Tisha B'Av time, and then after Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah, many times when he would read the words of Nevi'im, he started crying. Because either the Musa was so powerful, or was speaking about the Geula, and he got all emotional. Got emotional by reading the Torah, that's the way it should be. We're not robots, you have to be an emotional person. And sometimes people like to be, men especially, macho. I don't have emotions. I'm a wall. I'm like a piece of wood. That's not human. Human beings have emotions, even if you're a man. Nachon, men and women have different ways of showing their emotions. That's true. But at the end of the day, if you have no emotions, then you're not a human being. You're a robot. Which is, you know, in this generation, that's what's... People are losing jobs to robots. Nachon, everybody's being replaced. So, va'asher... לא שט ליבו אל דברי השם, a person who doesn't pay attention to the word of Hashem, יכבד פשעו עליו, even greater avon, כעניין שנאמר, ולא פחדו ולא קראו את בגדיהם, they weren't afraid, they didn't tear their clothes, ואמרו רבותם זכרון לברכה, כל הלומד ואינו מקיים, נוח לא שנהפכה שלייתו על פנה ולא יצא לאוויר העולם. The Gemara says that a person who learns Torah and doesn't fulfill it, just learns it as a subject, but doesn't fulfill what he learns, it's better that his placenta in his mother's stomach should have flipped on his face and he would have died in his mother's stomach and never came to the world. Lo tzchok, katuv. Yeah, and he says, V'ne'emar, ichtov lo rubei torati kmo zer nechshavu. V'ne'emar, echad tomru chachamim anachnu, v'torat adonai itanu, achen hine la shekhir asa et shekhe sofrim. He says, people learn, learn, learn. People like to learn it as a subject. The Torah is not a subject. The Torah is life. Math is a subject. Science, biology, you know, accounting, these are all subjects. Use these subjects to make a parnasah. Torah is not a subject. Torah is not an idea. Torah is life. It's what we do in order to live. So if a person only learns it like that, Hashem says, bad news. Rabotai, thank you for listening. Wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Be'ezrat Hashem will have a full week next week. Kol tov. Slacha rabba. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Kol tov.
Yeah, you would like to speak to the Rav quickly.
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Give me one second.
How's it going? How'd you go?